This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Marketplace number of the day this Tuesday is 5. 5 members of the Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee, that's the one that gets to decide interest rates, remember, 5 of them gave public speeches today, and believe me when I tell you, for the Fed, that is a whole lot of talking. Central bankers have not, at least historically, been the most say-what's-on-your-mind group of people. That has been changing, though, as we've been reporting. And as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman tells us today, it has potential upsides and downsides.
Back in 1996, then-Fed Chair Alan Greenspan uttered the words irrational exuberance in a speech. Investors thought he was saying stocks were overvalued and the market tanked. Probably not what Greenspan intended, but he did want to be opaque, says economist Frederick Mishkin, who served as a Fed governor in the mid-2000s. Mishkin says one time after testifying to Congress,
one of the Congress people said, that was very clear, and Alan Greenspan said, well, then it must have been a mistake.
But under the next Fed chair, Ben Bernanke, transparency and frequent communication became guiding principles. That's continued under his successors.
If you can get the markets to understand how you will react to future events, that can actually make things, monetary policy, more effective.
A lot of what current Chairman Jerome Powell communicates, says University of Michigan economist Betsy Stevenson, is to reassure us that the Fed's got its eye on the ball and on the news.
Oh, and they're aware that obviously the trade issues have the potential to have a big impact, so they're watching them really closely.
Chairman Powell does have to contend with one communications challenge his predecessors didn't, says Dean Baker at the Center for Economic and Policy Research. And that's a president who publicly criticizes the Fed.
Powell is going to bend over backwards to say, we're not going to listen to the president telling us to lower rates.
But Baker says if economic conditions warrant it, Powell won't hesitate to cut rates and explain exactly why. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.